Malama Aina, care for the land. Imagine understanding that in a physical way. Mm-hmm. That makes it a pleasurable thing. The UN Climate Panel outlined impacts from global warming in the Pacific Islands, including more extreme weather conditions and sea level changes that threaten fresh water supplies. On Maui, Kumuhula Hokulani Holt Padilla wrote recently, "We're all discovering the wisdom of indigenous people who are close to their land is even more timely today." I asked what she thinks could cultivate that indigenous understanding.
For me, go outside. Go outside. Use the ocean. Go climb the mountain. Go outside. Appreciate the sunrise and the sunset. Appreciate how the waves move when you surf, when you paddleboard, when you swim. Go outside. Know that about your home. Because we have all chosen Hawaii to be our home. No matter who we are, we have chosen. Whether we came here last week to make Hawaii our home, or we've been here for generations and have made Hawaii our home. We chose this place. And we love this place because of the place and because of the people who have come from this place. We're different. Yeah, we're different from other people when we come from this place. So how people can get into that headspace? Come from this place. Go outside. Know your home. It is absolutely physically transformational because it affects all of your senses. The wind blowing on the hair that is on your arms and down the back of your neck is transformational. Smelling the environment that is there, the wet on the ground is transformational. Seeing the different colors and formations is all transformational. And then trying to make that a part of you, because you live in this special place called Hawaii, is transformational.
Climate change scientists are saying, in order to preserve a world even similar to the present, we'll need the kind of total mobilization humans have mustered in the past, during world wars. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.